AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The man behind the shooting at the White House Correspondents Association dinner is believed to have acted alone and is expected to face criminal charges today. Cole Thomas Allen is described as a highly educated tutor and amateur video game developer who opposed President Trump's policies. In a message sent to family members minutes before the attack, the 31-year-old described himself as friendly federal assassin and criticized recent actions taken by the U.S. government, though he did not name the Republican president directly, according to a copy obtained by the AP. Allen of Torrance, California, was taken into custody Saturday night. King Charles III is set to arrive in Washington today. Buckingham Palace says the trip will proceed as planned following a last-minute security review after Saturday's shooting. The sole Republican senator getting in the way of Trump's pick to lead the Federal Reserve says he's ready to vote yes, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina had effectively blocked confirmation of Kevin Warsh, President Donald Trump's pick, as the new chairman of the Federal Reserve. Tillis tells NBC's Meet the Press, now that the U.S. Attorney General for the District of Columbia has dropped the investigation into current Fed Chair Jerome Powell and the Fed's multi-billion dollar building renovations, he'll no longer stall Warsh's nomination in the GOP-controlled Senate Banking Committee.
I am prepared to move on with the confirmation of Mr. Warsh. I think he's going to be a great Fed chair.
Tillis says he felt like there were prosecutors in D.C. who thought the investigation would force Powell to leave before his term ends May 15th, and that any building cost overruns President Donald Trump had criticized have not risen to a criminal prosecution. Donna Warder, Washington.
More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. The NBA has doled out nearly $100,000 in fines to two All-Stars after an altercation in a playoff game.
Denver's Nikola Jokic has been fined $50,000 and Minnesota's Julius Randle $35,000 for their roles in an altercation during Game 4 of their playoff series, the NBA announced Sunday. Both players will be eligible to play in Game 5 on Monday in Denver. The incident was sparked when Minnesota's Jaden McDaniels took an uncontested layup with 2.1 seconds left, leading by 14. Jokic confronted McDaniels, and Randle escalated the situation by shoving Bruce Brown of the Nuggets. Both received technical fouls and were ejected. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Elon Musk and OpenAI CEO Sam Altman are heading to court in a high-stakes showdown over artificial intelligence. The trial is scheduled to begin today with jury selection. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.